The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Taoiseach's heading to Washington, D.C. The Taoiseach is in London for the St. Patrick's celebrations. Jessica Woodlock, our reporter, is travelling with that entourage. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, from a very sunny London here.
Oh, well, that's good news, is because it's raining here last time I looked out the window. Now, we've got a lot of things happening, but we have a Grand Marshal. Tell me who she is.
Yes, so the Grand Marshal of the parade is Irish-Nigerian writer Emma de Beery. So she joins a really significant and impressive lineup here in London. The events here are being emceed by comedian Rachel Galvo. The acts include Robert Arkin's Commitments, Paul Mescal's sister Nell Mescal, singer David Keenan. It really, really is impressive. But Emma de Beery is a great Grand Marshal for the parade here in London. I spoke to her just a couple of minutes ago, Pat, about what this honour means to her.
One of the most kind of significant relationships I think of my life is my rehabilitation with Ireland. I think because when I was growing up, Ireland was not even remotely as diverse as it is now. And I was born and raised in Ireland. My mum and her family are entirely Irish, but my dad was from Nigeria. Excuse me. Which when I was growing up was very unusual. And as a result of that, I was often told that I wasn't really Irish. And I kind of just internalised that and accepted it. And I left. It was only when I left and moved to the UK that I really was confronted with and realised how Irish I was. I think there were a lot of things that I just took for granted, I just thought were part of my kind of personality, that living in another country, I realised were very specifically Irish things. So the whole kind of framework through which I view the world, my perspective on things, my sense of humour.
And that's Emma de Beery, the Grand Marshal in London. Now, all of these celebrations are happening against the background of what's going on in Iran. And you've been speaking to the Taoiseach about the possibility of energy supports.
Yes, Pat. So as you know, and listeners will know, Taoiseach Simon Harris is also the finance minister. So this talk of energy credits, cuts to tax, it's quite literally his issue to deal with. Tomorrow he's going to meet with the UK's Rachel Reeves, and she's just announced that she's found the money to offer cost of living support. So I asked the Taoiseach if he's going to ask her how she managed to do that tomorrow, Pat, and he gave me a smile but said that topic will obviously come up. But significantly, Pat, when I spoke to him, he confirmed exclusively to News Talk about when a decision or a timeline will be made on energy supports one way or another.
Government is examining a range of measures for different scenarios. We're considering a range of measures that could be deployed in a variety of alternative scenarios, and we'll bottom out that work in the next short period of time. We do need to get this right, though. As I've consistently said, and I said it because I believe it, what measures are required very much depends on the conflict and the length of the conflict. What could seem like the right thing to do tomorrow could indeed be the wrong thing to do in a month's time, such as the economic volatility at the moment. But we are, across government, looking at a range of measures that could be deployed in a variety of economic scenarios, and I expect we'll be in a position to bottom out that work in a very short period of time. Fuel allowance is an effective way of assisting people most at risk of fuel poverty, and there's a range of other tools as well. As the Taoiseach said, excise is something that in the past has been considered, but I do have to keep bringing this back to the point. If this war ends in a quick period of time, you could well see oil prices fall. So anything we do now, we have to do with our eyes wide open, and we have to do conscious of the fact that this situation is really volatile.
But couldn't the government cut tax, and then if the war ends, I suppose, cut tax with a sort of condition that if the war ends, it'll go back up? Couldn't you do that immediately?
So all of those things are being looked at. What I'm saying here and saying to your listeners is we are looking at a range of measures that can be deployed in a variety of scenarios, and we expect to bottom out that work shortly.
And is shortly, Taoiseach, in the next week, maybe when all government ministers return home from various trips, will it be before the Dáil breaks for Easter? When can you give any indication of when that might be?
It's a very fair question. I mean, shortly is as quickly as it's possible to make the right set of decisions. But I am conscious, we've been saying, and it's true, we've been saying that we're monitoring and reviewing the situation. In the coming short period of time, we'll have a much better indication as to the general direction of travel and therefore be able to make a much better set of decisions. I think we will conclude our work. I would expect we'll conclude our work one way or the other in advance of Easter.
And that's the Thonish to speaking to our reporter Jessica Woodlock in London. And Jessica will be reporting on any further developments on that front throughout the day and indeed tomorrow on News Talk.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.